and pray. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that at this moment in this space and time in our service set aside, Lord, to hear the word of God. We depend completely on you, Lord, to get the message across. Holy Spirit, have your way with each one of us. I thank you that each one of us will hear this word just the way we need to hear it. We present ourselves to you as good soil, that our hearts are good soil to receive the seed of this word, Lord. And I thank you that it will be planted, and it won't be dug up out the ground, or it won't die in the ground, but it will produce the harvest that you intended it to produce in our lives. And we declare that by faith. Now, I submit myself completely to you, Lord, completely to your word, to your Holy Spirit, to say and or do, to demonstrate as you will. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through verse 39 today. Just a few things that I believe the Lord is saying to us today in this passage of Scripture to apply to our lives, where we are and where we're going. All right. I'm going to read it in the King James Version. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Glory to God. Verse 35 says, "Cast not away therefore." Cast not away therefore. Now, what I want you to know with that before we get into it is that it's an imperative statement. An imperative statement is a statement that says, you haven't been doing this, so don't start now. You know, I like to put it in words that we understand. And so the Holy Spirit, through the author of the Hebrews, as in talking to the Christians back in that day, and of course speaking to us today as well in our time, says this: don't start now. Cast not away therefore your confidence. Let's look at the word confidence. Confidence, at times we see it as synonymous to the word faith. And that's not wrong. Yet in this context, this word confidence is speaking more of boldness. Boldness to continue to do what you've been doing. Cast not away, therefore, your boldness to continue what you've been doing. So now, as we always say, when we're looking at the Word of God and studying it and preparing to apply it in our lives today, we have to look at the content and the context that it was written in, because we have to know the context of what it was written for. That way, we recognize and we can know that we are now applying it today in the correct way. That is how one of the ways that we correctly interpret the Word of God. So the writer of Hebrews here, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, is talking to the Christians back in that day. And back in that day, in this time frame, the Christians were going through a persecution. Now, it is recorded that and believed that at this time, they weren't necessarily dying, you know, they weren't necessarily being killed for believing in Jesus. But there were still persecutions. And so they were suffering things such as if they had a business, then they would be harassed so much that they wouldn't be able to make money. They had to sell their properties, or, you know, they wouldn't allow them to, whatever. They were prohibited from participating in a lot of different things. Of course, they were talked about and they were shunned and those types of things. Some of them put in prisons, indeed. And so they rallied together and they were helping one another. They would sell their possessions and they did what was necessary. And we're going to say as the Lord led them, in order for them to get through this time. That is the context in which this was written. And so the Holy Spirit now is saying to the Christians then and saying to us today, cast not away therefore your confidence. What's this confidence? This confidence in what God said. We have a promise. The Christians back there say, and we the Christians today say, we have a confidence and a promise that we have from God. And so they were, again, as I mentioned before, they were enduring the season they were in. We have a season too. Let's just bring it up to our day right now. We're in a season as well. And this season that we're in, as we are understanding and seeing, there's a lot of shaking going on and a lot of dismantling that's happening. A lot of uncertainty going on right now. Folks don't know whether or not they're going to have their job tomorrow. They don't know whether or not their investments mean anything at all right now. What about the bank account? What about my mortgage? What about, there's a lot going on that we don't know. What about the school system? What happens if it all gets dismantled? What are we going to do then? There's a lot of shaking going on in our day. So the Holy Spirit of God says to us, oh, I get it, but cast not away therefore your confidence. Your confidence, which is in God. Your confidence, which is in what he said. Your confidence in knowing who he is and who we are in him. Cast not away, therefore, your boldness to continue doing what you've been doing. To continue believing what you've been believing. Don't cast away. Don't start now. Amen. All right, because see, what you've been doing, what you've been believing, who we know we are in Christ, has great recompense of reward. But this is what we need to know. You have need of patience. You have need of patience. Let's step for just a minute and let's talk about faith. For just a minute. You all say this with me. My faith is in God. Can you say that? Yes, yes. Come on, let's declare it again. My faith is in God. Three times always seems to be good. Let's say it one more time. My faith is in God. And yes, write that down somewhere if you need to. Put it on your mirror in the bathroom if you need to. And again, as we listen to the man in the beginning, and he says that we need to preach the gospel to ourselves daily, because if we don't, we could subtly slip into this idea of that matches our humanness to say, yes, I am saved by grace, but my works is also needed for salvation. See, if we don't continue to tell ourselves about the cross, we'll kind of slowly but sure we can slip back into that mindset. Well, I want to use that same idea to say this too. We also need to tell ourselves daily who our object of faith is. Because this, everybody has faith. Faith is a principle of life. We all have faith in something and someone. We truly all live by faith. We do. And so, you know, if you've heard this before, you've heard the common analogies. I have faith. When I sat in this chair, I didn't go look to see if the screws were tight. I didn't. I just believed this chair was going to hold me. So by that faith, I sat in it. So with faith, we were created with the ability to operate in faith. Every single person has faith in something and someone. And so I have found it necessary, and I believe by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for us today, I have found it necessary that when I speak of faith, to make it a habit to say faith in God. Make that distinction. And I'm hoping this will help you too, because again, when we talk about this need to have patience in this time of patience, we have to remember, be anchored on who our object of faith is. My faith is in God. Amen. My confidence is in what he said. My faith is in God, and my confidence is in what he said. And so we'll say that to ourselves. Let's say it to each other, especially in this time when things are shaking. See, some of us are standing in a place of, I don't know. You know, what happens? We can ask ourselves this question. What happens if they dismantle the health insurance? What happens then? What happens if all of a sudden somebody makes a decision that my department over here is no longer needed? What happens in these cases? Maybe it's not even me. What if my kids? What happens if their livelihood or their normal operation gets shaken? What happens? What happens is we will not cast away our confidence because we have faith in God. But let's work with this thing. You have need of patience. You have need of patience. Patience. Oh, I love this. Let me define it for us. Because patience, we can think of patience as having patience with someone. You know, they're really getting on your nerves, but I'm having patience with them. You know, that fruit of the Spirit that I have already possess, I am choosing to operate in patience with this one that's getting on my nerves. That's a little more long-suffering. This patience in the context that we're speaking is closer to the fruit of the Spirit called temperance. That self-control part. So the definition of patience here is, it refers to the quality that does not surrender due to circumstances. Patience here is that quality that does not throw in the towel when you're under a trial. The patience here, it says you have need of patience, which lets us know there are some circumstances and situations, there's some trials we're going to need to walk through as we're holding fast to our confidence and faith in God. Patience. Patience, I also learned as I was studying this out, I also learned that the stability of patience is hope. Right? It's that thing that we hope in that gives us the stability to hold on to that endurance, because we're going to see what the end's going to be. It's the hope in what God said. That's the anchor for us. It's that endurance. It's the strength of hope that helps us to have patience in a time of shaking. And we're in that time. I just want to keep reminding us we are in that time of shaking. Patience. There's a reason why I believe we need to continually make a distinction of the object of our faith. And for just the obvious reasons, of course, that, you know, again, if we are accustomed to a regular paycheck, if we're accustomed to, you know, norms that we call norms, if we're accustomed to certain systems going on, what about how we used to some time back when I was growing up, you could just trust the food you ate was okay. You could just trust it back then. But now, we don't know. A food that's good today may not be good tomorrow. Can anybody tell me why eggs are costing $18 a dozen? I don't know. But don't you wonder, should I eat them though? I'm not so sure I should eat them. What about the chicken here and the processed lunch meat there and eat, right? So again, as we are in this time of uncertainty, let's talk about the importance of us distinguishing who the object of our faith is, which is God. Because it's this, over time, we've been in a system for a while, over time. If we've been walking in a norm over time, it is just in our humanness to depend on that. We can depend on our jobs. We can depend on the FDA maybe to make sure that whatever it is they regulate is being regulated. And now we don't know if we even have an FDA. And you know, so, you know, we're used to the norm of if I need to go to the doctor, I have a card that I just hand them. You know, we're used to that. And so as in being used to those things, as it's now being shaken, we have to remind ourselves who the object of our faith is. Our faith is in God, not Obamacare. Praise God for it, though. Praise God for it. Our faith and the object of our faith. And see, as we are believing and trusting in the Lord, again, in all of the changes, whether your situation changes or whether it doesn't, we have to, or we are reminded, let's see, help me, Holy Spirit, to say this, that at times in our faith walk, we can make this erroneous step, make this error to, as we're believing God, to also believe that we can tell God how to do it. I use me as an example. You know, you don't want to offend people. So I throw me out there. You know, we feel like, you know, that God, I trust you for, you know, this such and so, whatever it is, and I need it by such and such time, see, and Lord, and see, because I need it at such and such time, I don't know what I'm going to do without it, I trust you. Do we? So I have to give you an illustration, transparent again. I tell all my business, but here it is, because I want you to see what I'm saying. If I give you an illustration, then you can identify with it a little better. Here's an illustration here. There came a time when I recognized and I received, the Lord says, yes, I did call you to pastor a church. I was like, okay. And at the time, I was working regularly. And so, yes. And so, okay, and I had a few other instructions, and I was doing those instructions, and I was working regularly. Yeah, we started the church, we did. And then, and as we were growing the church, I was working regularly. I was. And then something happened. The Lord says, okay, that's it. You don't work for them anymore. You work for me. This is my story. Now, I can't tell yours. I can only tell mine. You work for me now. Meaning, leave that job. And I said, you can imagine. I went through a few things. But I was like, okay, Lord, but I'm going to trust you. If that's okay, I have to trust. I absolutely trust that you are a better employer than the job that I work for. I mean, you are God. I trust that. I trust that. But Lord, you do understand. I got a car note. It's due on this day every month. I got rent. It's due at this particular time each month. I have insurances, and it's due. I have due dates for these things. And so as I am quoting, I have faith in God. He's called me to this thing, and I have faith in God. As I look back, I didn't know then, but as I look back, I think I may have had more faith in telling God how to do what he told me to do. Because I need it by this day. See, Lord. Well, as the story goes, those days came and they went. They did. And they kept coming and they kept winting. And I'm like, Lord, you told me to stop working. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. But I'm wondering now as I look back, was my faith really in God, or was my faith in me trying to tell God how to do his business? See, he had to teach me something. He had to show me something. He had to show me, no, I really am God. And I'm so much God. I know when your bills are due. I know that. But watch this. But I'll tell your car insurance finance company whether or not they can come and get your car or not. I tell them whether or not they can do that. Oh, glory to God. Oh, see, wait a minute. But you need a patience. Because I got to tell you something. It may not look like you think. And it may not turn out like you think. But when we are solid that my faith is in God, we can recognize that no matter how this looks and how much it shakes and how many due dates come and go, God gave me a promise and I'm holding fast, therefore, to my confidence, and I'm not going to change now. Not going back. Can't change now. I'm going to keep doing boldly what I've been doing. Trusting God for what he said. Glory to God. Oh, that thing got real tight. I can't. For the sake of time, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. But I'll tell you what, that thing got real tight. Now, I got to tell you the whole story. I'll just tell you the part about my car. It's a long story. It's just about my car. See, a whole lot of months came and gone. Came and went. I use the term went. That's not good English, but you know what I'm talking about. The due dates came several times. And bless God, he did all kinds of things. I'm like, Lord, where did this come from? There were car notes paid, and I didn't have a dollar. Woo! And I was like, whoa, Lord, yeah. You know. But listen, was it tight? Oh, there was some pressure in there. You think I didn't have that pressure to hop back in that car and go back to work? Oh, it was there. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And then to throw in the towel, see. But it was the hope of what God promised me that gave me the anchor, though, to hold on to see what the end's going to be. Yes, because he's God. And he knows what he's doing. And he knows what it is he needs to work in us. And so, as the story goes, there were several months that came and went. And there wasn't, car note wasn't paid. It wasn't paid. Car note wasn't paid. Now, most of us, I mean, you may not have ever been in this situation, but it is my understanding. Most of the time, now, a finance company, they might give you 2 months. Okay, 2 months. Okay. But after that, well, we coming to get that car. No, hold up. No, we coming to get that car. But the Lord told me this. He said, go outside and stand at that car, and you point at that car, and you tell that car they can't come get you even if they wanted to. Or it felt foolish. It did. Because what are we going to do, Lord? What am I going to do? I can't pay it. But I did it. I went out there and I did it. And I said what I did. And I said what he said, what told me to do. And watch this. My car note was 4 months behind. Four months behind. Wait, can I say that again? 4 months behind. And I got a call one day. And I knew it was them because, you know the number. I thought, wow. This ring, ring. Oh, I know who it was. And so I picked up the phone and I'm like, oh, Lord. What am I going to tell them? Lord, what, that I'm walking by faith? And that's what you want me to tell them, Lord? You know, I'm talking to the Lord now. You know, well, let's have a conversation here. You want me to tell them? Well, hold on, because I'm walking by faith. What am I supposed to say? But I picked up the phone. And the lady on the other end of the phone says, we have a proposition for you. And I was like, oh, okay. And she said, yes, we want to refinance your car. Huh? Let me paint this for you. This lady says, this is the finance company that I am behind 4 months payment already. This lady says, we have a proposition for you. We want to refinance your car. And I'm thinking, this gotta be a trick. Is this a scam? Gotta be a trick. And so, wait a minute. If that's not enough, this was her next question to me. She says, Miss Arrington, how much can you pay a month and pay it consistently? Who does that? And I gave them a number, and it was a very, very, very low number. You know? And so she said, I'm not sure that we can do that. But, okay, just give me another one. Tell me what's the best you can do. Well, I only added $50 to the number. She said, hold on for a minute. Now I'm saying to myself, Lord, she gonna come back and say, girl, you have, you, what do you think this is? You know, I got a lot of things going on in my mind. So she comes back to the phone and she says, okay, Miss Arrington, then what we'll do is, then your car payment is now going to be this amount of money. And it was lower than the second number I gave them. And this is going to be your car note every month. I'm still thinking it's got to be something. She says, if you will receive it. Oh, yes, I'm receiving this. Oh, yes. So she did the thing, and she said, just say yes, and I said yes. And then she says, oh, and by the way, your balance has been wiped clean. So the 4 months that I owed, I don't owe it anymore. She said, just make the payment this month, and we'll move forward. Who does that but God? Faith in God, holding fast to that confidence in the patience. What if I had just shrunk and gone back? How in the world then would I be able to stand today before the church of the living God and stand before God's people and say to you all, don't you worry, God got a building for us. I wouldn't be able to do it. Oh, he does have a building for us. When? I don't know. How? That's not my business. But you know what our business is? Hold fast, therefore, to our confidence in God. That's what we do. And that's the way the just live, by faith. We have confidence in what he says. We have confidence in a God that's unchangeable. We have faith in God. Because he said a thing. Because he promised a thing. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to go one more step. I have to go one more step. And it's this. Verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, which hath, is past tense. Your faith, your confidence, your faith in God, your confidence in what he said, your ability to stand in patience, in that endurance, because of the hope that gives you structure and foundation and strength to stand, that right there, it already has great recompense of reward. Before you see it, yes. Before you see it, yes. Before you see it. But watch this. This is my last point. Walk with me here. Walk with me here, because this is what we have to, we will tell ourselves day after day, moment after moment, if we have to, we will tell ourselves this: the recompense of reward that I have from God is great. We're not talking about survival. We're not talking about just getting through. We're not talking about just going by. We're talking about a great reward. Did you see in chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why? Why? Let me tell you why. Because verse 10, let me slow down. Chapter 10, verse 39 tells us, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. And that just really means that we draw back because of fear. We're not of them, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, why is it that, verse 38, that's where I meant to go, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, then the Lord says, my soul has no pleasure in him. Why? Because why? We're the billboards for God. If we're drawing back, then he wants to abundantly bless us. See, great recompense of reward. While the neighbors is shaking, and while they don't know if their houses are going into foreclosure, that's not your story. That's not my story, because we are the billboards of the grace and the mercy and the abundance of a good God. That's why he has no pleasure in when we draw back, because he wants to show the world who he is. We're not worried about water. Will we collect it? We will, because he told us to. Are we worried about water? No. We found out way back in the day they got water from a rock. We're not worried about water. What about food? Did you hear bread came down from heaven? No, we're not worried. And that's why in the shaking of the time that we must have patience, we can stand because of the hope of our God. And we get to participate with what he's doing by why? Being his billboard. We're the billboard of the glory of God. We're the billboard of salvation and eternal life. We are the billboard of the hope of the Almighty God. And I mean, we get to wear it, and we get to wear it well. Glory to God in this house. Glory to God. And so as when the world is shrinking back because of fear, no, we hold fast to our confidence, and we continue to move forward, and we continue to save, and we continue to give, and we continue to do those things that the Lord has told us to do. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Those of us, because we don't draw back. We don't go back to fear. We hold fast to our confidence. Now, one more thing. Great recompense of reward. What does that actually mean? Great recompense of reward. Well, we know what a reward is. But what about recompense? Recompense is compensation. Recompense is compensation for loss, harm, or effort That's what recompense is. Let me make sure I get it all to you. It's a restitution made. It's an amends that's made. Recompense. Recompense of reward. So it's not a thing that we can lose. And all, every ounce of harm in that time of patience that we may have experienced, and our effort, and I know that's a hard word for us grace people, but hey, listen, you let me know if you can stand in patience without some effort. Teach me how to do that. But patience is a work of faith. And so for that effort, the Bible tells us that God says he'll give us a great recompense, a great compensation, a reward. Great is the term that's used here. It would have been okay even if he says, oh, you get a good reward or you get a reward. Even a reward would have been good. But what God says is great. Can you imagine the greatness of it? Hallelujah. So yes, we're not looking for, we're going to just survive. No, we're not. We're thriving in this move of God. We are in this season called move of God in the last days. Hallelujah. So set your expectation, children of God, for great recompense, a reward. Oh yeah, it's going to be some shaking. Oh yeah, it's going to be some changing. Oh yeah, there's going to be some stuff. Oh, but, yeah, but what we know is we have hope and faith in God only. Amen. 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 Glory to his name. Amen. You get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, hello, billboard for the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Every time you walk past something and you see your reflection, you say to yourself, oh, look at you. You billboard for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Father, we thank you today for your word. Your word is truth, and we hold fast to it. In the day by day, as we're walking it out, we hold fast to our faith in you because you're solid, you're faithful, and you never move. You do exactly what you said you're going to do. And if we forget, we can look in your word and recognize all is well with us. We sign up, Lord, to be your billboard. Because we're not ones that shrink back in fear. We'll help one another continue in faith in God. As a community of believers, we'll strengthen one another. We'll talk with one another. We'll share our stories. And we'll share our concerns. And we'll come before you together. And we'll sit at your feet and allow you to do what you need to do in us. Thank you, Lord, that you continually fill us with the Holy Spirit of God, which is the power that we need, that you've given us to walk this out. We give you glory and praise. Glory and praise. Glory and praise belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, you may be listening to this message or sitting with someone here, and you're not a child of God, but you change your mind today. You know, though, there's some things shaking. And what we tell you, if you want stability in your life, we can introduce you to the one. See, our Lord, our God, he's everything you need. But what you need is to decide to follow him. He's ready. He's waiting for you. But you choose to change your ways, to see life the way he sees it, to live life the way he says that we should live it. Yeah, that is life eternal, the abundant life. And so the invitation for you today, if you know you want to be a child of God, you know you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you just say these words. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You say it. It's going to come out of your mouth. You'll confess that Jesus is Lord out of your mouth and then be saved. Say these words. Lord, I'm a sinner, but I changed my mind. I want to be a saint, a child of God. I've heard your word, and I believe in Jesus Christ, who is Lord. And Jesus, I ask you to be my Lord and be my Savior. Come into my life and come into my heart. Change me and save me. And I commit, Lord, to following your ways. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. All glory to God. Yes, if you said that prayer, you have confessed Jesus as Lord of your life. You asked him, and he did just that. And see, on the inside, you are completely new, brand new. On the inside, the old you is gone. There's a new you on the inside. The Spirit of the living God has come to dwell with you. You are saved, a child of God. Hallelujah. Now, there is a different life, a different way of thinking in your new life, and you need help with that. And so wherever you are, if there's a local church, find it. Ask the Lord. Pray. He's your Father. Ask him to lead you to a local church to help you learn how to live out your new life in Christ. And he'll do just that. But get connected to a church. Get in there and listen to the word and pray. Get connected there. Work in the church. And if you don't have that, then you can reach out to us. You can call us or text us at 240-619-8828. Or you can email us at saferefugeinchrist@gmail.com. You don't have to say a lot. Just say, I got saved. Give us your name so we know how to address you, and we'll be happy to reach back to you. Glory to God. Well, listen, all of heaven right now is rejoicing because you have chosen to come home to the Lord. And we're rejoicing with you as well. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name for another Sunday that we have come together. I have some announcements. Of course, our normal midweek service at 7 a.m. online. Our prayer at, 7 a.m., sorry, 7 p.m. online. Our prayer on Friday, 7 p.m. online. And Sunday coming is our in-person service at Miss Viola's. We will start stream at 10:45 and service starts at 11. And now, you should have your contribution statement. It should have come in your email between Friday night and Saturday. If you don't have it, reach out to me. But everyone should have it by now. But if you don't have one, then reach out to me and we'll get that fixed instantly. All right? All right, everybody. Bless the Lord. Well, I love you all. So grateful for you. Thank you for coming to church. And I'll see you on Wednesday. If not, then see you on Friday. The Lord is doing some amazing things during our midweek services, you know, Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you can make it, please do. Please do that. All right. That's it for me. In case you didn't know, Jesus loves you so much. Enjoy your Sunday and enjoy your week. Speak with you soon. Love you.